Yes, I'm injecting my wrist with photons. Well, it's a continuous stream of thoughts. You know how you get electrons? And you get positrons and neutrons. Well, photons are an animated version of a photon, and photon streams are a sort of more or less continuous stream of photons from a photon source. Yes, I have. Well, it could do. You see, the alloy that it's going through is largely impervious to photon streams, but it will absorb the higher frequency photons, heat up, and then re-emit as low energy photons. Long wave photons. Well, it's a little bit of a secret, but I know I can trust you. I've got a photon generator. And it's powered by an atomic reactor. Well, see, it's an emissivity scale. Well, it's a bit complex, but do you know much about time traveling? Well, if you travel faster than light, time goes backwards. But if you travel sort of a lot faster than most people, time just slows down a bit. So this is why you need error correction on geosynchronous satellites for time dilation. Well, air is a liquid. So, in a sense, a photon stream going through a radiation shield and re-emitting as from a higher frequency to a lower frequency, that is effectively a change in state of atomic radiation. Well, if you have enough high energy photons or radioactive particles, you can actually begin to catch fire. And if you increase the energy level of the photons to, you know, sort of very, very high sort of energy levels, it can give you cancer, and it can also liquefy your body, turn you into sort of jelly before you die. No. I do need a doctor who deals with time dilation.
So, you know, bringing you back to tonight's call, what is it that's brought you to call Lifeline? What's behind this call tonight?
Well, that's really top secret, but I'm a time traveler and I'm in a different dimension and I'm passing through this dimension and I wanted to say hello. See, I'm technically, I'm your great-great-great-great-grandfather, but I'm from the future, and I'm going back into your past about 400 years, so that I can become your great-great-great-great-grandfather. And I just wanted to say hello on the way through. It'll never happen again. No, because the power required to go back in time that far and the calculations for the accuracy, there's one in 100 billion trillion 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 things of a percent to actually make this call happen. See, you're 10 minutes into the future, and I'm actually going 10 minutes into the past. See, so there's a distortion there of about 20 minutes between us, and it's growing all the time. And pretty soon, it's just going to take too much energy to establish the connection. I'll write you a letter and I'll put it in a time capsule. Now, if you go back into your history 8 generations, there's going to be a note in a church in England under a flagstone just for you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your evening.
It'll be in gold.